Well, our second defender of the humble veg is the agricultural expert and potato lover, Dr. Oliver Moore of University College Cork.
Hidden away in a remote corner of County Clare is an unusual place full of gardens and orchards. If you arrive at the foot of its rolling hills, as I did a few weeks ago, you'll find hundreds of people gathered together to celebrate the humble spud. Families are lounging on the grass, listening to traditional music. Children are running off to rustic craft workshops, and there's even Japanese cookery demonstrations. It's the annual open day of the Irish Seed Savers Association. This living seed bank has been operating for 21 years, archiving and labelling, planting and pruning. They collect seeds from all over Ireland and the world, growing hundreds of varieties of endangered vegetables, fruits and grains. They collect these varieties to prevent them from being lost to future generations.
Many of the heritage seeds have died out in Europe since the 50s, and we're about saving those seeds and making sure that they really don't die out. You know, when people come to visit us, what you're really hoping for is that they get that light bulb moment, that they say, ah, yes, this is about saving the seeds so that there's no extinction with the seeds.
The manager, Lisa Duncan, showed me around their grounds. The bank grows apples and grains and vegetables, but this year they were showing off their potato varieties. The heritage potatoes don't just sit in storage jars, they're planted out in the ground. And what's more, the seed savers encourage people to take potatoes home and plant them in their own back gardens. So there are living seed banks across the country, which is crucial, according to marketing coordinator Geraldine Tobin.
It means that we get those heritage varieties of seed back into the country again, grown all over Ireland. And we have lots of our supporters who write into us every year and tell us what did well in what area. And they give us great feedback for the rest of our supporters. Years ago, every farmer in the area would have saved their own seed. It's a skill that's only been lost recently. And we're very passionate about bringing that skill back to the farmers and back to people in their own back gardens.
The bank has dozens of potato varieties, many of which you wouldn't be able to find elsewhere. They are in all different sizes and colours and smells, and they all serve different purposes. There are enticing varieties, the Lady Crystals, Dempsey's Darlings and Golden Wonders. There are political varieties, Ulster Emblem, Home Guard and Land Leaguer. And then there are varieties that sound completely unappealing, Black Bogs, Lumper and Butts. But with all of them, the taste is important.
Today I was given the job of washing the potatoes before we cook them.
Pretty high ranking.
Pretty skilled stuff, yeah.
Richard O'Farrell volunteers each year at the open day. I met him inside the old blue hut at a long table, packed high with different varieties of boiled potatoes.
So, which is your favourite eater out of all of these?
From this table, I'd probably go for Duke of York.
Duke of York, okay.
Yeah. I would describe it as a medium waxy potato.
Mm.
Good flavour. This one I don't know.
Great Scott, okay.
Great Scott. Aaron Banner, I don't know. So let's try an Aaron Banner.
Mm. Okay.
That's sort of waxier,
more waxy,
isn't it?
Yeah, more waxy again.
But nice.
Mm.
Good spud.
You may wonder why people would go to all this trouble to preserve old varieties of potatoes. Well, at the moment, 75% of potatoes grown in Ireland come from just three different varieties. Which would be fine, apart from the fact that in recent years, aggressive strains of blight have spread across the country. And these potato varieties aren't very good at surviving that blight. Damage to potato crops is estimated to cost Ireland €15 million each year. And, unsurprisingly, potatoes are a hugely important crop in Ireland. 375,000 tonnes are grown each year by 600 farmers, and it's still very central to people's diet. So there is a race to discover a new potato variety, a super potato that can survive a blight attack. For some, GM is the answer. After years without any GM trials, Ireland is currently growing a trial crop of GM potatoes with funding from the EU. But not everyone likes GM, and this is where the seed bank comes in. If we keep a range of heritage varieties, we keep a wide genetic pool. This can be used in traditional breeding methods to crossbreed a new variety. Or it might just be that we're lucky enough to already have a heritage potato variety, one which is blight resistant. Something like the Tibet potato. Brought from Tibet to Nepal and then Ireland, this pinky red, very round and very flowery potato also happens to be very resilient to blight. At the moment, it's just been grown in the gardens of the members of the seed bank. But in the next couple of years, farmers across the country might decide to plant it out, and an old potato will find a new use. But some people think if we're really going to combat plant diseases, we need to radically change the way we plant crops and to stop relying on a monoculture. As the open day at the Seed Savers drew to a close, I climbed to the top of a windy hill with gardener Joe Newton to survey their fields.
With this diversity, some always do well. And I think that can be used, you know, even commercially. You might not have 200 varieties or 150 varieties, but if you grow several varieties, you know, it does ensure that without any intervention from you, really, in terms of sprays or anything, that a proportion will always do well. I mean, it's an idea that goes back thousands and thousands of years, you know, where our potatoes came from in the first place, which was the mountains of Peru. And people there, the way they survived and never had too much famine and things that we had with the blight is because they grew a huge diversity of potatoes, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 different varieties. So if some died or got too diseased, there was still plenty left. So we need to use that.
Oliver Moore with the Irish Seed Savers Association in County Clare.